When the telephone chimes at 3 in the morning, you know it's bad news. It took 2 rounds of rings to rouse my wife and me from a deep sleep. The 4-unit apartment building we own near San Francisco's Dolores Park was on fire. I threw on some clothes and jumped in my car. By the time I arrived, firefighters had doused the blaze. No one was hurt, thankfully, but the unit where the fire started was a soggy, burned-out mess. Eerie tendrils of smoke were imprinted on the bedroom baseboard of the flat above the burnt unit, where another tenant's baby normally slept. Fortunately, the family was out of town. The blaze was sparked by an unintended candle. If not for the fire department's quick response, the entire building would have been destroyed. The burned-out apartment is uninhabitable, with more than $100,000 in repairs. The building's 3 other units will be subjected to construction dust and noise for upwards of 6 months. Yet because of San Francisco's bizarre rent control policies, within a few days of the fire, we handed the tenant who caused it an $8,000 check to find a new apartment. A few months later, we discovered that another one of our tenants had moved to Southern California. He was illegally subletting his rent-controlled apartment to 2, maybe 3 other people. After initially denying his scam, he finally copped to it. We paid him $7,500 for his troubles. There's no easy way to maintain affordable housing in an expensive city, particularly when government's ability to build or subsidize homes is compromised by budget deficits. Even in the best of times, rent control is an awkward way to protect tenants, creating incentives for renters who may have higher incomes than their landlords to stay where they are long after they've outgrown their unit, and degrading property owners' ability to pay for needed upkeep. But San Francisco's junkyard dog politics has worsened these flaws, morphing the policy into a kind of renter-owner profit-sharing arrangement in which even dangerous or grifter tenants are entitled to cash payments for causing problems. Property, as asserted by a French philosopher, may be theft, but property owners aren't criminals. It's time to stop treating us that way. With a perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.